Listen to this episode if you have some questions on the new Meta Verified tiered system. There has been so much information going on about this after Meta rolled this out last week. And if you haven't heard about it, basically what Meta did is they said that they are now going to have a tiered verified system. And a lot of information has come out since then. But what people were saying, because the wording of their different tiers was poor, basically saying that the more you pay, anywhere from $11.99 to $350 a month, the more your profile will be shown on Instagram. Thus, the more you pay, the more views, the more reach that you get. Today, we're going to break that down. We're going to talk about what this really means and why I don't actually believe that that is true after having conversations with people at Meta, as well as a lot of my friends that had calls with their support and things like that. I've had a lot of questions about this, so I just wanted to really record a whole episode to educate you on what's going on and why this might change a little bit, and what is actually going to change around it. So, welcome to the Small Business Growth Podcast. I am your host, Madison Page. I'm a business growth specialist, and I help you stand out and sell out through building an online business or an online community around your brand on social media. So we're going to dive into this topic. So to kind of give a little bit of a backstory on it, Meta Verified really is the little blue check mark that you used to have like enough PR, enough magazine entries, all of these other things in order to get that. But now they allow you to pay for the verification. You pay for that blue check mark, and it allows you to get some different bonuses. So there's a different bonuses based on creators versus businesses. You have to have your account as either a creator account or a business account in order to get some of these features. But there are differences between creators and businesses. It depends on which country you're in, but $14.99 is kind of like the base for both creators and businesses. But what it really seems like is this new tiered system. They have a $49.99 a month, they have $150 a month, and then they have, it says $500, but it's discounted right now to $350 a month. So they say, as of right now, as they are rolling it out, the sales are $44, $119, and $350. Initially, you can apply to have these, but what it is really looking like, the more that I talk to people, the more research that I do, and the more that I have conversations are, is that these higher tiers are more for bigger businesses to allow for better integration within their teams, within their marketing professionals, to have more security on their accounts, where it doesn't really feel like anybody, unless you are a big time business, would really need the $350 a month. Basically, what it's saying, if you get the regular tier, you get the little verification badge, you get some added protection onto your profile, you get support, so you can actually kind of contact somebody at Facebook or Instagram. If you have ever like lost your account or your account gets deactivated, you know that you like literally can have no connection, no support with a real individual, a real human at Meta. Unless you are verified. So I feel like that is the most likely reason that I would ever be verified, is for the actual protection, security, and support that you get. Because if something happens to your profile, you basically need to be verified in order to communicate with somebody to get it back. And so this is something that I have been kind of tossing around. But where they really went wrong with these new tiers that they are rolling out, I don't even have access to these yet, but they will kind of roll them out as they do all of their features gradually, is there's parts that say enhanced profile search optimization, as well as get featured as a Meta verified business in feed to introduce your business to new audiences. You can see here is that you are more featured the more that you pay under featured accounts. It'll say basically under the $350 a month, it says that you will be most featured. what a lot of people kind of get, what people jumped to here is that you will basically, like, your reels will be shown. At that point, people felt like you were basically paying for reach, you were paying for views, and people kind of immediately got a little up in arms that now just people that have the ability to pay will just all of a sudden get all of the reach. Something that I saw a lot of was people saying, like, oh my gosh, we all have been complaining about low reach on Instagram, so now they are just saying, here, pay us for it. If you don't like our algorithm, pay us, and the algorithm will favor you a little bit more. After further kind of digging into this, what this really is that in certain areas, verified people are going to be shown. And so, you know, when you scroll your profile and it has like a more from threads, or it'll say like other suggested accounts for you to follow, things like that, that is where it is going to show meta verified profiles. So it's basically going to pop up like a little, like, basically it's just going to show your profile picture, your name of your business, and then saying like a suggested account for you to follow. As well as when you comment on a post, your comment will show up first, as well as when people are searching for what you have, that you may show up top on search rankings. They also think, and they have been saying, that with the check mark, that it increases visibility and it increases authority with your audience. Whether or not that's true, I don't really know. I don't really feel like I would rather follow an account that's verified, because I know anybody and their brother can pay for it. So personally, I don't feel like that is much of a bonus. I would never filter by accounts that are meta verified when I'm searching, because truthfully, I don't really care if they are meta verified, because anybody can pay for it. And so I don't really feel like that adds much authority at this point, because anybody, again, can pay for it. Something that I do think is really interesting in the third tier, the Meta Verified Business Premium, the $120 a month, is you can request a call from a Meta agent. So you hear all of these people saying, I got off a call with Meta, I got off a call with, like, I just talked to a Meta agent, and all of that. Like, you hear all of these reels, and whether or not those people actually have, when I say I got off a call with Meta, I was on like a webinar where they were talking about it. I didn't actually, like, total transparency, I didn't like call Meta up. People are more so saying that. Some people are just saying it just because other people are saying it, whatever. But if you do have business premium, you're paying $120 a month, you will be able to actually request a call from an agent. And then if you pay $350 a month, you will get a semi-annual account review from somebody at Meta, which basically will tell you, these are the different pieces of content. This is like that, more of like that algorithm-y stuff that you could do in order to get seen more. Now, what does this mean for you? And when I say you, I'm talking about a business owner who is my ideal client, like my person that I'm always speaking to. You might have a couple of employees, you might have none, you might be a solopreneur, you might be a maker, you might be whatever that might be. Now, I work with people all across the board, companies that have 50 plus employees down to companies that have zero employees, whatever. I'm just talking to people that are not a Fortune 500 company. What this really means, and honestly, to even be eligible for the $120 and the $350 a month, they haven't put the eligibility standings out there, but they're saying that it really is only going to be allowed for bigger businesses, or you are going to have to provide a lot of information up front to prove that this is something that would be helpful for you. Why? Because you get more like employees that you can log in. So basically they'll be able to, like, it seems like they'll be able to log in as your company, as opposed to like actually having their account there, as well as you'll be able to showcase other accounts, multiple accounts, business addresses, and things like that. So up to the $350, we'll be able to share 8 business addresses, showcase 8 other profiles that are connected to your business, but they are the most featured. Something that I do think is interesting that is in here is that you will be able to link in your reels per month, which I think is kind of funny. But if you pay $45 a month, $120 or $350, you'll be able to actually link directly in your reels. Kind of pops up like a link tree, just like it does in the profile, and it'll be similar to that. So what does this mean, as I kind of got on a tangent, what does this mean for businesses? I feel like this really doesn't change much. I would still like to test to be able to see if the featured accounts is going to actually actually push your profile out to get more followers. But they have come out. Meta has said there has been so much uproar. We are not making you pay for views. That is not what this is about. This is to be able to pay for certain features, to be able to get higher level support, and to be able to be featured more often. Yes, your SEO, your search engine optimization, it like profile optimization will pop up a little bit earlier, a little bit first. But it really doesn't seem like, from a content perspective, this doesn't mean you're going to pay $350 a month and you're finally going to go viral, at least to my understanding. Now, this is where the understanding is at. Of course, when it's fully rolled out, maybe they're just not saying that these people will be favored. I'm sure there's going to be so much information around these things. But at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like it is actually going to impact small businesses quite as much as the initial thought was. Why this is because is that it is made for bigger businesses. It's made for businesses that have like a lot of employees coming in, and it's much more just for those businesses to have higher level support, and to be able to have more employees to kind of sign into things and all of that. I do think it's going to be interesting to test if those accounts that are paying are getting seen more, but it really is just in the feed where it'll say, here's some suggested profiles. They might be that you will get more featured more often if you're paying, but you would have, but I don't really feel like, when was the last time you saw a logo pop up and you say, let me go check out this account, I want to go follow them? I don't really feel like it happens overly often. You are still better off at the end of the day to have a really solid content strategy instead of worrying about these algorithms and all of this, because I can understand where this gets a little scary. We have been blessed with social media being completely free to grow since the advent of social media. We have truly been so incredibly blessed by a tool that is completely free for anybody to make an account and to post on, and as much as you want, to get seen by millions and millions of people, no matter what platform we're talking about. This is why I preach social media so much, is because it's a free tool. It is incredibly accessible. There are already people that are active on these platforms that you just need to create content in order to get in front of them. I think social media is still the best tool to grow. 64% of business owners, or of consumers, I mean, say that they still look at a business's Instagram before they purchase from the company. That just goes to show that Instagram, or social media in general, is the hub of your business. It is still something that is absolutely necessary, and this does not seem, this tiered program does not seem to be the change of that, the flip of the script of, oh my gosh, we now have to pay in order to even be seen on social media. This seems like they're providing extra features for these people. Yes, you're providing extra support, and you might be seen a little bit more, but this doesn't mean, in my eyes, at least to the information that we have from the webinars that we've seen and the conversations that people say that they've had with Meta and that my friends have had with Meta, is that they have said that this is not going to mean that organic reach is going to be impossible. And at the end of the day, actually, in these last couple of weeks, I've actually seen a lot more smaller accounts popping up in my feed. I feel like I see a lot more accounts that have a couple hundred followers, and they're getting out to me, at least, to new people that aren't getting a ton of comments, I'm still getting their content for. And so it seems like they are working on organic reach. This does not mean that social media is not a viable option anymore, because they're going to make you pay for reach. What this means is that you still need to create content that stands out, have a profile that stands out and gets you seen the way it means that you still need business and marketing strategy to really stand out on social media. You need those foundational elements. You need to understand how to create content and have a schedule for content in order for your content to be seen by the right people and to get this traction. This does not change the fact that either your organic reach is going to tank and is no longer going to be an option for you, or that you can just pay and that you're all of a sudden going to go viral. So there's no pro, there's no con to going viral by actually getting verified is what it is leaning towards. So if you want to check all of these things out, you can go right on. You could literally Google Meta Verified Program and it'll pop up with all of the different plans. I'm going to be making an Instagram reel on it at the same day that this podcast episode is going out. You can check out my Instagram at This Is Madison Page, and I am going to put all of the different tiers and kind of map out some of those things. And just realize that this does not change the fact that we still need a strategy. At the end of the day, that is what is going to allow you on social media to get those sales rolling. This is what is going to allow you to build that business, is to have a community on social media. Growing that community at the center allows for all of this stress of being on social media and the algorithm changing. If you build a community, every algorithm change does not matter. Unless something crazy happens, it will not matter, because these people will seek you out. These people love you. These people adore you. And they want to be near and around you as your business, because they love what you stand for and they love your products. If you want to understand how to stand out on social, I have a completely free training on the 3 foundational elements that you need to stand out and that most businesses are actually missing. You can click the link in the show notes and find them there. I will put the link to the website of the Meta Verified program so you can kind of check out all of the information on here. But there's going to be different eligibility for these different tiers. It seems as though the higher level tiers aren't even going to be accessible to your average small business. It's going to be for more larger businesses or people that can prove some other information, but because it isn't fully rolled out yet, so I still only have access to the $14.99 a month. I don't have access to anything else. You still will always need to be verified with like a government ID or an EIN number or something along those lines. But that is something that's really nice, is that they have verified your persona, and it actually allows for less like copycat accounts, kind of creating spam accounts and things like that around your business. So if you were kind of freaking out about the tiered new program, I want you to send this over to your friends that you were sending this to in the group chat, saying, oh my gosh, like social media is going into the toilet and I'm canceling Instagram forever and TikTok's going away. What the heck am I going to do in my business? How am I going to grow now? That is not the case. And I know I haven't really talked about TikTok much, but in my humble opinion, we at least have like 8 months before anything will happen to it. You can do a lot in 8 months, and there's a lot that still can happen. So don't rule out TikTok. Instagram is not going anywhere. We will see, and I will keep you posted on more information. Come follow me on Instagram. I will keep you updated on the information that I find to be really helpful with this. And as everybody kind of continues to test all of the things, how things keep on going from there. But until then, do not stress. Yes, this tiered system is new. There's a little bit of uncertainty around it, but it does not seem like it is actually going to impact your views. Meta has truly said, like, this is not people buying views. This is people buying featured accounts every once in a while, as well as more support and kind of just improved protection on your account, as well as the ability to actually contact somebody at Meta, which to me is really, really important. I think that is a really good thing to do. But I am not Meta verified right now. It isn't something that I have prioritized. I have all of the security measures on my account, so it can't get hacked and all of that. And we can kind of go over what some of that can be again if you have any questions on it. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope this eased a little bit of your anxiety around it. Instagram is not going anywhere. Social media is not going anywhere. Learning a true strategy around how to grow on social media is not going anywhere. anywhere. You need to have that organic strategy. You need to understand what that is. Instead of worrying about all of these algorithm things, build a community and learn a strategy that actually converts people. Those are your two major focuses here on Instagram, on social media, no matter what platform you are at. Community will outlast any algorithm shift, anything that goes down. Your community will forever stick around. All right. If you have any questions, come DM me on Instagram at @thisismadisonpage. Send this over to your business group chat to kind of ease everybody's nerves that's been talking about it. Your views are not going anywhere. Keep learning how to build on social media. If you are looking to learn a social media strategy, my Breakthrough Content Lab is a great place to start. This is where you can implement this content strategy, and my average student sees an increase in sales in just 3 weeks inside of the program. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I will chat with you very soon. All of the links are in the show notes. I love you. I'm rooting for you, and I'm in your corner always.